Ignore logic to proceed. We can do almost anything we want because we have free will, but we will pay a price for every choice we make. I am not referring here to human laws, which we can sometimes break without suffering consequences. There are spiritual laws that cannot be cheated or avoided. Spiritual laws always have consequences, positive or negative, rewarding or painful, regarding all our choices. Whatever ripple we send out will come back to us in equal measure. Sooner or later, the return will come. When we are no longer ignorant of this truth, many of us will choose not to harm others. Or, when we do, it will not be done ignorantly. The truth is that beyond appearance and logic, I am you. Therefore, helping you is helping me. Our ego's identity of self perpetuates the denial of this truth, the truth that you and I are one and not really individuals as we appear to be. The lie is what our eyes tell us, that we are separate entities. We believe that illusion because it appears to be so, but things are not as they appear. That is why when we harm others, we are ultimately harming ourselves. And because of that, when we harm others, we are unhappy, and we often lead unsatisfied lives with varying degrees of pain and suffering as a consequence of our ignorance. The pain is there to direct us toward making different choices that will reward us instead of hurting us, in order to help us see and understand this deeper truth beyond appearances. Once we choose to operate based on the deeper truth beyond logic and appearances, the pain, the hell, dissolves, because the deeper truth is that we are all one spiritually. When I look into your eyes, the greater truth is that I am looking into my own eyes. This truth is hidden from us and needs to be discovered and experienced by each individual. Discovering and experiencing this truth is called a spiritual awakening.